Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today from Frontier Community College, it is newly minted. Welcome to the FCC family.
Thank you.
Hayden McDuffie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing just fine. And you are in charge of the adult literacy program, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And just coming into the adult literacy, it's back after
right.
an absence.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Are there still some semblance of some work to be done here?
Yeah, there's definitely work left to do.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're not just twiddling your thumbs
in the
office. Okay. All right. So what is the work like for you? Are you trying to figure things out? Or
yeah, I'm. I think I've mostly got my feet on the ground by now. I started in November, so I've got a month under my belt. But yeah, I'm just still trying to recruit both tutors and learners, but I'm really, really reaching out to tutors. People to volunteer to be tutors.
You need people to come in and teach people how to read.
Yes.
And that's as simple as it is.
Well, it's close to that simple.
It's close to that simple.
Yeah.
And how much time does it take?
A week. Once they get into tutoring, normally the tutors and learners will meet for just one-hour sessions.
One-hour sessions
Obviously,
a week.
Obviously, there's a little prep time for your sessions to get ready, whatever you're going to go over, but yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll find out how we can volunteer and who can volunteer and what the adult literacy program is up to at Frontier Community College with Hayden here in just a few moments. So stay tuned to WFIW and the Community Connection.
Talking about your life and your money, here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Despite popular opinion, it's okay to enjoy your success. If some guy starts a heating and air company with one truck and it grows to 20, why should he apologize for his success? Well, he shouldn't. He's worked hard for it. So build wealth, buy that sports car you've always wanted, help others, and be outrageously generous. And don't apologize for going into the marketplace and winning. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW-AM 1390 and 103.3. FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Hayden McDuffie from Frontier Community College. He is the Adult Literacy Program. You're the coordinator?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you put volunteers with students who want to learn how to read and read better.
Correct.
Do math skills come into it?
Yeah, we can tutor in reading, writing, math, and also English as a second language.
Oh, okay.
So that's what our training covers, and that's what our grant covers.
Okay. And are there a lot of people in Wayne County who need that kind of training?
Yeah, the literacy need is great. The census numbers suggest right around 10% below the literacy rate, and that would be a 6th to 7th grade reading level.
Okay.
And we can tutor all the way up to a 9th grade reading level. So.
Okay. So you're telling me about 10% of the people in Wayne County,
right?
And you don't do Wayne County.
No, we do the whole district of IECC.
So there's seven counties,
yeah. And all the counties in there vary from around 6 to 10%. Wayne County is around 8 or 9, I think.
Okay, so Wayne County has a population of around 16,000 people,
right?
And so you're telling me that 1,600 of them can't read,
yeah,
at an acceptable level,
right? Numbers that astounded me as well, Tom.
I like to point that out because it still frightens me to some point. But I'm like, oh, holy cow!
Right, and I've talked to different groups, and sometimes they bring up, they say, are you going to be able to find learners to actually tutor? And I said, yes, that's that's not a problem at this point. There's plenty of people.
Learners are everywhere.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that we have that are requesting tutors. We're looking for.
So how does a person go about volunteering? Do they call you at the college, or
they can contact me out at the college, and then we'll set up a meeting, and you go through a little orientation with me.
Okay.
And then once that's over, there's a training manual that you have to go through, basically.
Okay.
And it's all the literature says it 15 hours of training, but that's it won't probably take you 15 hours. You read a lesson, you take a quiz, and then that counts as a varying number of training hours.
Depending on the quiz and how well
exactly,
you did.
Exactly, right.
Okay.
So if you're maybe familiar with teaching strategies or something, you might be able to do it faster. A lot of retired teachers are like, do I have to go through this? And I say, yes, sorry. we have state money, so we
it's
have state rules. Yeah. but yeah, the training's worth going through, I think. The lessons are good to read because I went through them. That was my first day or two. That's what I spent doing, just perusing the training and going through it myself. And there's stuff in there that's definitely helpful.
Okay.
But yeah, that's sort of the big block at the beginning, is getting through those trainings.
Okay, so you get through the training, and then you get scored on the computer. You got your 15 hours in. So what happens next?
Then I will set up a meeting between you and a learner.
Okay.
And that could be a community member sometimes, who just wants to learn how to read better. Sometimes it's someone in our GED programs, because I work in the adult education office.
Uh-huh.
So my coworkers are over the GED program, so that's another place where we recruit learners from.
You work hand in hand.
Exactly, there. Right. And that's sort of our built-in learner recruitment there.
Is that one of the things that makes the GED program at a Frontier Community College? And I will tell you right up front, my mother got a GED from Frontier Community College, okay? So is that what makes the literacy part better at Frontier? That you have the GED program is better because you have the adult literacy attached to it.
Right, yes. It can certainly help. We have all their, we use the same sort of assessment testing.
Okay.
And we have the same, so we have their diagnostics, so we can really get into what specifically they need to be tutored in.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it helps us get a little better in-depth look. And I mean, tutoring's going to help anybody no matter what they're studying for. So.
Right. Yeah. And the GED test is just a little bit harder now, because now it's on the computer.
Right. They've made it a little bit more challenging. And I've been to plenty of meetings, and they say if ever a high schooler comes in and asks or is thinking about dropping out and taking GED classes, they say, stay in high school. it's so much easier to graduate than to try and learn to the test. So, yeah, it's a difficult test, and we want to help people. But that's the great thing. The learners can come in with any goal mm-hmm. they have in mind, and you're not going to tutor someone for something you don't know or you're not comfortable with. That's why I have my job. It's all coordinated through my office. So if you, for whatever reason, don't feel comfortable tutoring in a certain situation or a certain subject, I'm not going to put you in there. It's all voluntary. So
you're not going to make them tutor math.
Right. Exactly. A lot of people do balk at math, we have some people who aren't interested in English as a second language, which is understandable. And, I say I'm never going to make you. It's not going to work out for the learner in the first place if you're not tutoring something you're familiar with or something you don't want to. So I'm trying to foster the best situation,
best
possible.
Atmosphere,
exactly,
putting people where they belong.
Right.
Okay. We will talk more in just a moment. Once the volunteer meets the learner, we'll continue on with that in just a few moments here with Hayden McDuffie from Frontier Community College. He is the coordinator of the Adult Literacy Program at Frontier Community College. We'll be back in a moment.
On the radios and in the hearts of Americans everywhere.
We do not present broad outlines on the EIB network. We do detail after detail.
When they won't tell you.
Detail after detail.
Rush will.
So that when we're through, you have no questions. All you have are answers.
It's the Rush Limbaugh radio program.
A relentless, unstoppable pursuit of the truth.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. All right, we are back with Hayden McDuffie from Frontier Community College. He is the coordinator of the Adult Literacy Program. He's looking for volunteers, adult volunteers, to help people learn to read, learn to write, and learn math skills, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And learn English as a second language,
right?
Also. Now you do the 15 hours of training. You volunteer, meet with you, then you do the 15 hours of training. then you're right into the introduction of the adult learner that you're going to work with, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, is there a possibility that you should, that you maybe are like, well, I'm not exactly sure how this works. Can I watch somebody do it? Is there a shadowing program?
Yeah, we have tutors in the program now who have tutored with us before. They've mm-hmm. been tutoring for a long time, so they have a handle on what they're doing, basically. So we offer that. You can shadow another tutor, as long as the tutor and the learner are comfortable with it, obviously.
Oh, okay.
We have other tutors who can talk to you and sort of help you plan your first session too, if shadowing's not an option, or if sometimes because of location, we don't always have shadowing opportunities right now because we're not up and going. But yeah, we want to be there to give you as many resources as you need, and we want it to be as successful as you want it to be.
So. Okay, as successful as possible.
Right, exactly.
All right. So then you meet with the person that you're going to tutor, and how long, 1 hour every week, how many weeks?
That's going to vary case by case because we don't have really a set curriculum. We don't have a particular end goal for our learners. They will come in on that first session and set goals with their tutor.
Okay.
The learner will, short-term goals and long-term goals, and then whenever they can stay in the program, so long as they remain eligible and still have goals to achieve, they can stay in as long or short as they want. We have some who come in and are just trying to pass a driver's license test or something, so they're in it for a couple months maybe. And then we have some who have just started getting their GED. There's four tests they got to get through, so they're in it for, you know, maybe a couple years.
Okay.
So the goals and the actual tutoring, I guess, program itself is going to be, it's all learner-centered, so it's going to be based on their goals. And whenever they feel like they've accomplished whatever they want, then they'll, transition themselves out of it.
Okay. And then is there like a celebration when they transition out, or are you still working on that?
Yeah.
Do you want to have grant money for that?
Yeah, we might. That might be where donations come in. Yeah, we're working on ideas. I know they had sort of like banquets and stuff in the past for service hours as well. So those are all things that are sort of down the pipe, but definitely something I want. Definitely something I'd like to get to.
Okay.
But yeah, I work to stay in contact with the tutors and the learners. So if I know you've accomplished a major goal of yours, you know, I'm going to try and reach out and at least give you a pat on the back. Which
okay. All right. Let's talk about how many volunteers you have right now.
I've got between 20 and 30 volunteers in their training. I only have a handful actually through and meeting. I think seven.
You have seven.
Yeah. So we're getting a pretty steady influx, I would say, of tutors at least starting the program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a big push here in Wayne County, but obviously anywhere we can get them is nice.
Okay.
And so, as mentioned earlier, my office serves a whole district, so that's
seven counties.
Yeah, that's seven full counties. I think it breaches into at least 11.
Uh-huh.
So, all the way up, you know, Robinson, where Lincoln Trail is, and then around the all in the area. And,
okay.
Over to Mount.
So you need volunteers in those areas as well as Wayne County.
Yes.
Do you need more volunteers here in Wayne County?
Oh yeah.
Always looking for people.
always looking for people. We'll always take you.
Okay. So how do people volunteer?
So they can call or email me, whatever, set up a meeting with me, and like I said, we'll get them through the orientation, and I'll basically give them all the details they need.
Okay.
And then also, as you're going through that training, I just took a call a couple days ago. Somebody had a question on one of their quizzes of their training. I'm there to help you through that too. There's nothing you're going to be hard-pressed to disqualify yourself for being a tutor. Let me put it that way. I've asked people, and they go, oh, you don't want me tutoring. And I'm like, let's give it a shot.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So now there's no shortage of learners. Are you trying to team up learners with appropriate tutors? Will some tutors just not work for some?
There are cases where the learner's goals don't match up with what the tutor is comfortable in or what the tutor's background is.
Oh, okay.
So, like, math is a pretty good example. There are tutors who don't feel comfortable tutoring math and don't, you know, if they're not confident in math, then they might not be the right tutor for math. And
right.
So you're only going to tutor where your strengths lie, I guess.
Right.
I don't want to match up a tutor with a learner and the sort of fruitless. And
okay.
I'm not going to match you up just because we're short and you're the only
your
one.
Your name's at the top of the
right,
list.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Hayden McDuffie from the Adult Literacy Program at Frontier Community College, and they recently had a food drive and gave away a gift card to the Bobcat Den. We'll talk about that and more here on the Community Connection, so stay tuned.
Hi, Danny Lipford here from Today's Homeowner. Are you ready to tackle some of those pesky projects around your home, but not sure where to start? All you need is a little help from the Today's Homeowner team. Tune in every week as we share tips and ideas while having a little fun along the way. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned do-it-yourselfer, we'll provide you all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are talking to Hayden McDuffie from the Adult Literacy Program at Frontier Community College, and Hayden has just joined Frontier. So where were you before for Frontier?
I worked at Champion Laboratories in Albion.
Okay. All right. And big change, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a
it's a different kind of line there.
Bit of a career move, yeah.
Okay, and right away you put together this food drive, right?
Well, it was through the adult education department.
Okay.
Did it. I came in.
So you helped out.
Yeah, I came in after they had planned it. I called the you guys to give you the news story, so I became the unintentional voice of it, I guess.
The voice of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recruited you. They hired you because they were going to do this food drive, and they wanted somebody to carry the heavy loads.
I think that's probably more at the heart of it. Yeah.
So how did the food drive go? What did you think?
I think it went well.
It just finished up this week, right?
Right. It just finished up the end of November there. So
right.
I think we did well. It's something the district does. At the other three colleges, they've been doing it for a while, but Frontier hadn't participated.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was kind of our first year doing it. We did not win, and we did not come in second, and we did not come in third. but we contributed, and there were over...
There was a blue ribbon for participation,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
It's in the mail. And there were over 10,000 items collected, all in all.
Okay.
And those will go to – it's not going to one specific
it's going to be spread
pantry.
Around
yeah, it's
different
it's,
food pantries within
right.
the district?
Right, exactly. It'll go.
Okay.
It'll all go locally wherever each program decides to take it. So, we had our big drawing.
Oh, yeah. You gave away a $50 gift card to the Bobcat Den.
Yes.
For merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And who won that?
The winner would like to remain anonymous. So we're just saying we contacted them.
You contacted
yeah.
them. Okay. And they know they're a winner?
They know.
Did they...
They're at home right now, and their morning's a little shinier
So, you know, in cases like this, like the big ARP hairball, which is not the hairball, but the... Mardi Paws trivia contest where a team wins a certain amount of money and then they donate it back to the charity. Are they donating back the $50?
I don't know.
So you can give it away the next
right.
time?
Right, yeah. I don't think so. I think they're gonna go get some
they're gonna get some
Bobcats merchandise with that. Yeah.
Bobcat merch.
Yeah.
We're
fine with. That's what we intended, yeah.
We talked to Carrie Halbert about that and she said that the Bobcats have the best merch of the four colleges.
Oh yeah. Oh yep, I second that.
Okay. All right.
Well, I should be careful. Mine's actually a district position, so
So do you take donations? Do people donate to the adult literacy program other than their time?
Yeah, they can. If volunteering is something is more of a daunting task than you're ready to take care of, but you'd like to help somehow, we do take donations. And that helps us do – we have pretty specific spending guidelines per the grant. Our grant is from the Secretary of State's office.
Okay.
Through the state library, and they have strict guidelines for how you can spend money, which I think is probably beneficial for government money.
Right.
There are some things that we can't do with the grant money that we can do with donated money. So things like providing food for tutoring sessions sometimes, or like a an awards banquet or something
right.
we could put on with donated funds, and then just in-house stuff if the grant money should run dry, if the program really takes off and we're
and all of a sudden the Secretary of State's not there anymore.
Right, exactly. if that should happen, if heaven forbid the state should go without a budget.
Yeah. That had never happened
right,
again.
No. this soon. Right?
Right. All right, so donations can be made and just mail them to Frontier, or can people like in Wabash County who are listening to this mail it to Wabash Valley College?
Yeah, as long as you get on there, as long as you get it on there that it's for the adult volunteer literacy
okay.
program, it'll find its way to me.
So since you're a district-wide position, do you have an office at each of the schools?
I do not. My office.
You have a desk at each of the schools?
No.
You share a computer at each of the schools.
I could log into other computers at other schools with my district-wide credentials, but no. But I we have adult education departments at the other schools, and I work closely with them. And I also have an assistant who lives in Bridgeport, by Lawrenceville, so she kind of helps me cover the northern reaches of the district. And so that kind of saves us a little bit on mileage and things like that.
Right. Okay. And there's no shortage of learners, but are people ashamed to come to – is it daunting for them to come and say, well, you know what, I really don't know math, or I don't know English and I can't read as well as I should?
Yeah, definitely a barrier sometimes our learners face before they sign up. That obviously there's a stigma around, you know, not being able to read. They might think less of themselves, or mm-hmm. they might think that they're not as smart as other people.
Right.
But that's, yeah, we want to squash those delusions. But we do recognize that those skills can help you, you know, advance in life. And I just signed up a learner who's, you know, he's been working his whole life as a functioning member of society, but he just doesn't, he said, I don't read so well and I'd like to learn how to read better. And we got him matched up with a tutor. And that's one of those sort of, his goals are sort of, you know, aqueous maybe.
Yeah.
Not exactly, he's not going for a GED or anything like that. He's got a job, you know, that he's content with. He just wants to be able to.
But learning to read will help him improve his job.
Right, and it will, you know, we're looking to improve quality of life.
Okay.
Or he has some things he'd like to engage in, you know, and reading helps. He mentioned he'd like to learn to be able to read the Bible better by himself, and so that's, we want to really come in and meet personal goals. That's why.
Okay.
That's a major positive of this program, is that it's not there's no end in sight. That's not
learning to do math and read and speak English better. It just opens doors.
Exactly. And it's an undeniably good thing.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, you're in charge, so
right,
I have
to
say that.
That's great.
So, say there's somebody out there and they want more information for their group about the adult literacy program. Can they call you and say, "Hey, Hayden, we're going to have supper on Tuesday at 6 o'clock at such and such a place, and there's going to be about 40 of us there. Why don't you come along?"
Yeah,
41 is not that much of a big difference.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. I'm always looking for community organizations and service organizations that would like me to come and present. That's a great opportunity for the program. I met with the Lions Club. And you mentioned supper. That's always a great precedent. If there's a meal, I'm doubly interested in those. So I've been trying to reach out to the contacts that I've gathered in some of those organizations. But if you are out there and you feel overlooked and you would like a presentation on the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program and how you can help and other things like that, yeah, definitely contact me. And like I said, when I give my presentation, it's not like I go there with a quota of tutors I have to come out with. I'm not even necessarily – obviously, if someone there would like to volunteer, that'd be great. But really, I'm just trying to get the word out there. And always when I go to these presentations, I say, oh, you should talk to this person. And then that leads me to tutors.
Okay.
I don't think we're right for tutoring, maybe someone knows someone
who would be. Yeah.
And that's –
my great Aunt Hazel would be great at that.
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right. It is Hayden McDuffie. He's the coordinator for the Adult Literacy Program for the IECC District. He's based here at Frontier Community College. And if you want to volunteer, or if you want him to come and speak to your group, or if you want to give a donation, you can give him a call at Frontier at 842-3711 and just ask for him by name.
Yeah, I'm the only Hayden, so you should go right to me.
There you go. That's going to do it for today.